recognize that song. And Brian McTavish is in the house to tell us all about this song.
What about that song?
Why are we listening to this great theme song?
TV theme to what show?
MASH.
Absolutely. Now, let me throw some names at you.
Yes.
Loretta Swit, Jamie Farr, William Christopher, Gary Berghoff,
they've all been here in town, haven't they?
They have all graced the stage at one time or another, some multiple times, at the new theater restaurant, okay? I got one more name to throw at you, Mike Farrell.
Who has been in the studio before, and what a peach of a man. Enjoyed him so much.
Well, absolutely.
Yeah.
And he was, of course, B.J. Honeycutt on MASH. He joins these other former cast members of MASH in a play at the new theater restaurant, opening up this weekend, actually opens tonight. It's On Golden Pond.
On Golden Pond.
Absolutely.
So Mike plays the role of Henry Fonda.
Well, that's one way. Yeah, that's the easy way.
Easy way to say it.
Yeah, that's the easy way to say it.
A simple mind,
right,
Brian.
Right. hey, it takes one to know one, right? So Mike Farrell will tackle the role of Norman Thayer.
That's right.
Who's a crusty old coot. He has a loving and devoted wife, Ethel, played by, in this production, Kansas City's own Dodie Brown.
And oh, sure.
Dodie actually played the same role of Ethel opposite Don Knotts as Norman Thayer in a previous production of On Golden Pond at the new theater. Also in this production of the show, the very talented local actress, Jennifer Mays, plays Norman and Ethel's daughter. Here's the crux of the show. It's a bumpy ride to better understanding between the crotchety Norman and his more or less estranged daughter, Chelsea. Of course, in the movie version, as you were alluding to, the father and daughter were played by real-life father and daughter, Henry Fonda and Jane Fonda. This show is funny. It's sweet. And, you know, it's sometimes emotional.
One of my great regrets on this show, we had Don Knotts here on the air one day, but it was via phone when he was here in town. Yeah. He couldn't make it in that morning, and I just regret never having had a chance to meet the great Don Knotts.
Well,
just have been such a great fan of his for so many years.
Back when I was writing for The Star, it was so nice. I mean, I got a chance to sit down with Don twice, and boy, what a great guy. I mean, just the
tough
sweetest
interview,
man.
Though. Doesn't give you a whole lot. You have to work. People warn me ahead of time.
Right.
You got to work them a little bit.
I think doing a live phoner is more challenging than being able to go back and work with your notes, correct?
Well, that's On Golden Pond, opening at the new theater restaurant this weekend, right?
Absolutely.
Don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. Anyone else but me. No, 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 don't sit under the apple tree with anyone else but me till I come home to you.
And I'll go under the apple tree with her.
All
that
three of
like
them.
Fun.
Those are the Andrews sisters.
Yes, they are.
And Don't Sit Under the Apple Tree will be one of the many World War II era ditties that comprise I'll Be Singing You, the Songs of World War II at the Quality Playhouse. It's up and running tonight, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. 29 tunes from another time.
You're just speechless. You're just tongue-twisted over this whole thing. It's so incredible.
Well, yes. Yes, I am. I am affected by some
of
these great old tunes.
The whole notion of being under the apple tree with the Andrews sisters just has you going.
Well, there's an image for you.
Yeah.
Actually, my mom and dad loved these wartime tunes. They grew up during that time.
Of course.
And, you know, songs like, they just don't write them like this anymore. Beat Me Daddy Ate to the Bar. Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy. Come Rain or Come Shine. And here's one. You haven't heard this one lately, have you, Steve? Hit Me with a Hot Note and Watch Me Bounce. And of course, God Bless America and God Bless this show. But yeah, this is a great show for all ages. I mean, whether you remember it or you would like to be introduced to it, if you're 8 or 80, go to see this thing. It's
What's the name
great.
Of that song again?
Run that by me with again. A hot note and watch me bounce.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's this weekend at the Quality Hill Playhouse, right?
Absolutely.
Okay.
It's like the best music playing in your ear. And I'm listening, and I'm listening, and then I disappear. And then I feel a change, like a fire deep inside. Something bursting me wide open, impossible to hide.
And there's more stage action. If we haven't seen enough, here's more.
Well, there's never enough. That's from the Tony Award-winning Broadway musical Billy Elliot, on stage today through Sunday at the Music Hall. You know, Steve, sometimes a boy just wants to do ballet, which isn't the easiest thing to pull off when you're coming of age in a small blue-collar mining town where even talking about wanting to work with your feet instead of your hands will get you ostracized. And that challenge forms the narrative thrust of Billy Elliot, who wants to get into the Royal Ballet School. And, of course, meanwhile, there's this divisive miner strike that threatens to destroy the social fabric of Billy's town. And, you know, I hope it all works out for Billy. That's all I can say.
All right. And who we got here?
Okay, I just did this because I love this song. It's called Shot in the Dark, and sometimes, buddy, as you know, love is a shot in the dark. This is the band No Justice. Call it country rock, call it red dirt Texas country, call it what you will, but it's happening at 8 o'clock tonight. Get your weekend off to an early start at the Granada in Lawrence. The band's been around for more than a decade. They do covers, too. If you're lucky, they'll do an offbeat cover of U2's With or Without You. I think they're fun.
All Brian's picks are on our website, kcur.org. Boy, you hear that song and you know exactly who you're talking
Tell
about.
Tell us, what are we talking about?
The Harlem Globetrotters.
Oh, you know it. Harlem Globetrotters, they're back. It's basketball wizardry at its best. Performances, or games if you prefer to call them that, at 2 and 7 o'clock Saturday downtown at the Sprint Center for an extra $20 on top of your ticket. If you get there ahead of time, you get a magic pass. You can shoot hoops with the Globetrotters, learn basketball tricks, get autographs and photographs, and have the time of your basketball-loving life.
I saw them when I was a kid, and they are just terrific. That's Brian McTavish with your weekend to-do list. Thanks, buddy.
Always good to have you here. It's our weekend to-do list.
Yes, it is.
Thanks a lot.
Tomorrow on the show, we'll take a look at a KC Honky Tonk Roadhouse Saloon. It's called Knuckleheads. We'll check in with the Poet Laureate of Kansas, and we'll hear a new installment of A Fan's Notes. Our show is produced by Steven Steigman, Danny Alexander, and Beth Lipoff. I'm Steve Kraske of the Kansas City Star, and you are up to date.